At the 1997 Emmy Awards ceremony, Fred Rogers, whom most of us know as Mr. Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, received a Lifetime Achievement Award. He began his acceptance speech by turning attention away from himself, unsurprisingly, away from himself and toward the people he said had helped him bring him to that moment. And then he said, "All of us have special ones who have loved us into being, people who have helped you become who you are, those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life." And then he asked all of those soap opera stars and talk show hosts in the audience and everyone watching the show on television to take 10 seconds to think about the people who had loved them into being. He said, "I'll watch the time," and then stopped talking and moved the cuff of his tuxedo up so he could look at his watch. There was a moment of chuckling, and then people realized he was serious. They were going to take 10 seconds, and he was watching the clock. And so the room grew quiet, and the camera panned over the room, and you could see some people sitting with their eyes closed, others sitting with tears in their eyes, remembering the people who loved them into being. In our readings this morning, we hear of moments in the life of God's people as God loves them into being. And we are reminded that God is loving us into being still. In the passage from Deuteronomy, we hear Moses speaking to his people as they stand at the threshold of a new life in the promised land. Moses was one of the leaders God chose to help love the people of God into being. And Moses had been waiting for this moment for a long time. He was sometimes reluctant to be the leader of his people, but nonetheless, he stuck with them over 40 years of wandering in the wilderness as they turned away from God again and again and complained to Moses about the hardship they faced and failed to see God's hand guiding and protecting them. Moses stuck with them, and finally, here they are at this moment of promise, standing on the threshold about to enter the promised land. But Moses won't get to go in with them, and he knows it. So Deuteronomy gives us his goodbyes to them, his last best words of counsel to his people whom he has loved. Because Moses cares about them and wants what is best for them, he reminds them of God's law, which is a gift to them, the teaching that was given to help them take hold of the abundant life that God wants for them. He urges them to choose life, to live into the holy calling God has for them, to be the family that is to be a blessing to all families, the nation that is to be a blessing to all nations. In our gospel reading this morning, we hear another portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which we've been hearing from over the last few Sundays. In the Sermon on the Mount, we listen in as Jesus teaches the disciples, not too long after he has called them to follow him. They're new to following him and still figuring out what he is about. And here we hear him teaching them. Loving them into being. 2 weeks ago, we heard Jesus tell the disciples, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, peacemakers, and blessed are you when people persecute you on my account." Last week, Jesus' sermon continued as he spoke about being salt and light in the world, and about righteousness and the law. He said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." And in today's gospel, Jesus continues speaking about the law, or the Torah, which means teaching. He says, "You have heard it said that you should not murder. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you are liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Jesus' words here sound harsh. We all get angry. We all have those thoughts that we're very glad stay inside our head and no one else can see. Jesus' words sound harsh, and he seems to be placing impossible demands on the disciples when they've only just begun following him. But Jesus is doing here in this reading what Moses was doing in our first reading, reminding the disciples of the gift of the Torah, the teaching that God gave out of love in order that the people might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount covers a lot of territory, but at its heart, it is about the good news of the kingdom of God coming near, what it looks like, and how we can be a part of it. Jesus speaks about righteousness, and the righteousness he's talking about is not personal piety or just individual moral correctness. It's not just mentally checking the boxes of following the laws. No murder, slander, or stealing this week. Okay, I'm good. The righteousness Jesus speaks about is about an all-rightness, a wholeness and healing that is to be shared by all of God's people and all of God's creation. That is the righteousness Jesus calls us to. Jesus' words might sound harsh, but Jesus is loving the disciples into being. Like a loving parent, he cares for them and wants what's best for them. And because he loves them, he gives them boundaries and instruction to help them live well and grow and be whole. Jesus wants them to know the kingdom of God, to be part of that righteousness or all rightness for everybody. And he knows that to be part of that wholeness and healing for all of God's world, you have to go beyond checking boxes. You have to go under the surface of the law and go deeper and deeper into relationship with God and with your neighbors. It's not easy going beyond the letter of the law to seek the heart of God's teaching, going beyond outward observance of the law and examining your own heart according to its demands. It would be easier to have that list that we could just check off, simple black and white rules to follow. It would be easier to know what is the minimum daily requirement of obedience. But what God wants for us is deeper and richer than what is easy. Jesus, like Moses before him, speaks God's desire for us to choose life. But choosing life is not a one-time thing. We choose life, or not, many times in our lives, in the big decisions that we make, and in the small things we do each day. In our relationships with our parents, and brothers and sisters, and spouses, with other students or our teachers, our boss or employees or coworkers, in the decisions we make and the actions we take at work and at home, as neighbors in our community, as members of this community, and as citizens of this nation. Jesus calls us to look behind the minimum requirement and seek what is both possible and preferred. Jesus calls us to choose life every day, not just for our sake, but for the sake of all God's world. In just a few weeks, we enter the season of Lent, and some of you might have the practice of giving something up for Lent, maybe chocolate or wine or pizza, coffee. I think these are some of the big ones. But what if we use this time during Lent to consider how we are following the letter of the law, but underneath it, not living in the spirit of God's teaching? What if we consider giving up that unresolved anger we hold toward our neighbor, or the resentment we've held toward a family member, or judgment for a coworker? What if we give up the fear or anger we might feel toward people who are not like us, whether it's because they are from another country or think differently from us than we do politically or are of a different religion. What if we give up that fear? What would you give up? What is keeping you from reaching out to receive the fullness of God, life God wants for us and for all of the world? God loves us into being by calling us into deeper obedience and by promising mercy when we fail. We can't do it alone, and God does not leave us alone. God loves us into being by gathering us into communities like this one. And we walk and struggle together as the people of Israel journeyed through the wilderness, learning to follow God's ways so that they would be ready to choose life when they reached the promised land. Let it be so with us. Reach out each day and receive the gift of God's teaching, the gift of its demands, and God's mercy. Choose life. Amen.